All right, y'all, we're about to hook you up with access to some life-changing workouts that are going to help you get stronger, healthier, and look freaking good, fam. And best of all, we're giving you the assist with 20% off your first month, specifically for the Paragon Full Gym Bundle Programs. Use the code LBLBFULLGYM, it's all one word, to get 20% off your first month and instant access. These programs are great if you have access to a full gym type setup with machines, cables, and barbells, and you have 3 to 4 days to work out for about 45 to 60 minutes. There's even options for added cardio if you just love getting your heart rate up. So sign up, use the code LBLBFULLGYM to save 20% off your first month of Paragon and come get strong with us. Hey, welcome everyone. You are listening to the Live Big, Lift Big podcast powered by Paragon Training Methods, hosted by LCK and myself, Alex Macklin. Thanks for listening in and we hope y'all enjoy the show.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the LBLB podcast. Today, we are going to give some little tips and tricks for those that are a little bit newer to the gym, working out. I hate to throw around the word and say beginner, but you know, maybe you aren't necessarily new to lifting, but you know, you're trying out a new sport, a new modality, a new whatever. And so we'll kind of start first just talking about how to find a good gym space. And I will give the disclaimer that, you know, the bigger city that you live in or your location is just going to make such a difference in the potential places that you have to choose from and stuff like that. You know, it's like the more populated of a place you live in, probably the more opportunities that you do have to choose from. But interestingly enough, it's like when you're also talking about places like the Midwest, it's like Columbus, Ohio has like the most supreme gyms to choose from because it's like, well, there's not tons to do, so we lift weight, right? Yeah.
Did you, when you went into Columbus, did you ever get to go to Westside Barbell?
We went to Westside. I think the other one, and it was a dope space. I want to say it was called like Pinnacle Strength and Conditioning or something like that. Mm. It was beautiful. But definitely, you know, even here in, you know, kind of moving different spots in California, it's been interesting because it's like we went from the two extremes of like bougie boutique gyms that like always have good music, good lighting, the best machines. And then we've really been struggling in kind of like Carlsbad, Oceanside, Encinitas area because if it's not close to you and it is a pain in the ass to get to, you know, it's like if you have to drive 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you're probably not going to do that and you're not going to make it there consistently. You know, it's like I would kind of start in the big three I'm looking at would be Yelp, Instagram, and then the website. So look at Yelp. What are the reviews? You know, you're going to see feedback pretty quickly, probably about if the space is really nice, if it's clean, if it has management issues and stuff like that. Instagram and the website will kind of give you a cue as to like what you're getting into, what the feel, the vibe. But the, you know, the big thing is I'm looking at is like, what's the music situation? What's the atmosphere? And then also, what are the people like? You know, it's like we dropped into one of the gyms near Oceanside, which like we're near all the military bases and stuff. And so you're like, oh yeah, there's definitely a lot of young, like military, you know, 20-something boys. And you know, I stick out like a sore thumb, right? Whether it's a CrossFit gym, whether it's, you know, some sort of commercial gym, it's like you probably want people with similar, you know, similar age to you, similar hobbies and interests and stuff like that. You know, it's like you don't thinking of the gym in Vista, and I was like, ooh, yeah, I'll know about this for me.
The vibes definitely got to be compatible for sure. Because if you train somewhere where the people are just a lot different or, you know, maybe not your jam, then you're not going to show up there for sure.
Especially if you're, you know, whether you're 20 or whether you're 30, it's like you probably don't want to be working out at a gym space and you're not going to feel super motivated if it's like you're surrounded by like grannies and older, you know, it's like, yeah, that's inspirational too. But, you know, it's like you want people like are kind of similar to you.
On the flip side, though, the Fitspo people can be really fucking annoying because there's some gyms at Austin, which are fine, right? But it's just like all people just trying to pose in front of the mirror. And then, you know, they've just got, it's just like, man.
But Alex, the best part is they pay $500 to pose in front of those mirrors too. It's not even like it's like, you know, a low barrier to entry.
I don't mind it, but if it bothers you too, then it's one of those things where it's like, that's probably not the place I want to train at. So
I'm always personally looking for a mix of like people that are wanted to get after it and, you know, working hard and stuff like that. It's like, that's motivational. That's, you know, inspirational to be around. It's a vibe and it's a vibe for some people and they love it. But I'm the same with you. It's like, man, like all we're doing is like freaking selfies and, you know, that BS. Like I'm personally not here for that either. But most places are going to have some sort of day pass or like a free week trial. So definitely, you know, use those. And that's something we did in Carlsbad is it's like, it is just wild how your like changes, your preferences and your desires for a space change. Cause it's like, I dropped into places I've dropped into before. And I was like, oh, I was about it then, but whew, I can't hang anymore. Right.
I guess this last point, make sure they have the equipment that you need. If you're doing a program that requires you to have like a barbell or squat rack, machines with cables, cardio machines, like all that kind of stuff, just make sure they have the equipment. And that way you can do the program that you're wanting to do instead of just, oh, I joined this gym and I got to make all these substitutions. Because that also just, it's too much sometimes if you're just, and especially as a beginner, you don't know what kind of substitutions that you can make. So,
Totally. So
I mean, if a program is asking you to do a barbell squat and you don't have access to a squat rack, now you're like, well, what do I do? Like, but yeah, so.
Let it be easy. But also it's like, you got to know too, you know, like certain gym spaces, like isn't it Planet Fitness, the purple and yellow
place, they
don't have free weights. It's only like Smith machines and...
Well, and then the dumbbells only go up to like... Some places I've heard go differently, but I think some places they max out like 55 or 60 pounds or something like that. So
totally. I think the biggest tip I would give when you're shopping for a new gym space also is just like, the more money you're able to invest in that membership, you really do get typically more for the money. So it's like, you know, those boutique style gyms, kind of like I was talking about where we've done, it's like, well, yeah, you know, they might be closer to the price of say like a CrossFit gym where you might be looking at, you know, $150-$200 for a membership.
Yeah.
But like, dude, like Infinite in Newport was supreme because it was like they capped the membership. So I was beyond my days of like, you know, Lifetime. Well, like we've talked about, you'd be like, well, there goes 30 minutes of me just waiting to start my workout or homies, you know, hogging this and that. It's like, dude, like BJ capped the membership and he said, hey, listen, like this is how many members we have. And you do, you never end up waiting for things. And you know, that is something I prioritize and I'm down here for. So just kind of keep in mind, it's like you do also sometimes kind of get what you pay for. And if you're going to have a membership that, you know, it is $10 or $40 or $50 a month, well, then you're more likely to potentially deal with those issues of, you know, you're waiting on equipment. It's super busy. It's super packed. The equipment or the experience just might not be as nice as it could be. And like I said, it's like I've actually never had a place where I paid a little bit higher membership and like it wasn't like, you know, air quotes worth it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Tip number two for gym beginners. I feel like we should get into like some nutrition basics because it's like, you can like have the best workout plan in the world. You can be doing all the things, but it's like if your nutrition's whack, like you, there are some kind of some basics. So Alex, you want to get into that?
They're the king and queen, right, of fitness. So you can work out. There's a lot of people that work out and, you know, their nutrition is not great. And then they wonder why, like, why do I not look like I train? And I mean, part of that is definitely the nutrition. So if you're starting to go, you know, new into the gym, maybe we're just starting like lifting for the first time too, like you definitely want to make sure that your nutrition is in a good spot to where you can support not only just looking better, but also performing better and building muscle, building strength and improving your body composition. And that is a lot done with what you eat and how you're eating. So you should think about, hey, like what kinds of, am I getting enough protein throughout the day? Am I getting protein at each meal? Am I getting a diet that primarily is mostly whole food based, right? Like, am I getting fruits and vegetables, you know, whole grains like rice and potatoes and things like that, you know, like healthy whole grains. Yeah, you want to be predominantly getting those things. And we talk about just being eating flexible. So, you know, if you have some things in there that you want to throw in just because you enjoy them, yeah. But I mean, for the most part, like we want to get a lot of like nutrient dense foods in there. And We also are big on tracking your food and making sure that you're eating enough food, right? Like, one of the biggest things I think people make mistake about is that they, obviously a lot of people get into working out because they want to lose weight and want to lose body fat. And they think, oh, like I need to eat as little as possible. But hey, yeah, like we do need to be in a calorie deficit if you want to lose body fat. But also at the same time, like if you're new to the gym and especially if you're new to lifting, bro, like don't miss out on those newbie gains. Like, God, I wish I...
Give me those newbie gains.
Golly, I wish I still had them. Like, where you can sit there and go into the gym and start training. Everything is a PR. You're just like, just hitting new weights and building all this muscle and stuff like that. Fuel that, right? Like, get to the point where you can fuel that. And then, all right, if you need to lose some weight and stuff like that, then start looking at, all right, maybe reducing my calories some to see what that is. And again, like, we suggest, like, tracking your food and all that kind of stuff.
Eat carbs before and after workouts. It's like, that's literally your fuel, right?
Yeah, unless you have like specific health reasons why you can't do that. But like carbs are not the devil. Carbs do not cause us to gain body fat unless we eat at a calorie surplus, and they help us fuel our workouts. Yeah.
Also, like, maybe don't work out fasted.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking it's been so interesting with Charlie doing a lot of stuff with Deep End Fitness and you're working with all these young military and like Marine people. And it's so fascinating because they'll be like, they'll like show up for, you know, a 2 or 3 hour swim session. I mean, they're doing, you know, so much stuff. And they'll be like, what do you have for breakfast? Oh, a handful of Skittles and some Red Bull. And you'd be like, my brother.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. So again, you know, it's like, you're probably going to feel like poo-poo if you're, you know, kind of trying to work out on empty. And, you know, just make sure that's like, you know, even if you are somebody that you don't feel super great having a, you know, full belly of food before you work out, it's like you do want to, you know, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours before you work out, you know, try to get in some food, getting in carbs and protein before and after workouts. I think another one that's like so basic, but it does really make a big difference is like, you know, take creatine monohydrate. Like there's a lot of BS supplements out there, right? I feel like everybody is like talking about their greens powder and this and that, whatever. And it's like, bro, like there's a lot of whatever out there, but it's like, if you're lifting, if you're doing endurance stuff, like creatine monohydrate continues.
Not endurance, but if you're definitely lifting, yeah, like creatine for sure.
Well, I think another big one too is like, just remember that it is great to work out for, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes a day, but like, what are you doing the other 23 mm-hmm. hours of the day? Because again, it's like for a lot of people, you are glued to a computer. You're kind of stuck in this more, you know, work environment where maybe you're not getting to move your body a ton during your workday. And so just kind of keep in mind, it's like, you know, if you are trying really hard in the gym, that's great. But it's like, again, what do we kind of do in the other 23 hours? Can we make efforts to, you know, go for a walk after we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You know, what are the other ways that we can just get some more natural movement and steps into our day?
Yeah. And sleep. Sleep is a biggie. You know, that's essentially how our bodies recover is, you know, while we are resting and sleeping. So yeah, we really should be getting, you know, I would say at least like 7 hours a night. I mean, maybe sometimes you can get away with like six, but if you're getting less than that on a regular basis, like you got to take a look at that. And then, you know, taking rest days.
Man, if we talk about like the two things that I just like missed, I missed it. And it wasn't just like by a lot. It was like I was perpetually doing this, but it's like I was competitively training and doing the most and I wasn't taking rest days. And, you know, again, it's like, mm-hmm. like I said, sleep is still like the one thing that I'm so bad at doing, but it really is. You know, it's like those are the two things that's like, if you're in a fat loss phase, those are the things yeah. that can be holding you back from seeing, you know, a lot faster progress or even progress at all.
Building muscle, building strength, and yeah, all that stuff. Like sleep goes along, not say with nutrition for sure.
If I was new to the gym, I think one of the best suggestions I can give is like, go with a friend or go with a buddy. It's easy accountability because for so many people, it's like, you know, again, it's like the gym can seem really overwhelming or just a really uncomfortable place to be. And so if you have a friend there to kind of be your safety net, you know, your emotional support buddy, That's huge. And I also think that's where like group fitness classes or again, like online fitness communities, like, you know, Paragon Training Methods with us or even like street parking, you know, it's like, well, yeah, you might be working out solo dolo, but you do have, you know, these coaches to fall back on, this community to lean on and stuff like that. I think that's just so, so huge because again, you know, it's like, don't be alone on your fitness journey. Like have people to be there to support you and to cheer you on.
Yeah, we did a whole episode on like relationships and friendship, like how to be healthy in any kind of relationships. And I think you should go back and listen to that episode. But we talk about a little bit of that, just like how to get people, you know, into training or supporting you on your fitness journey.
Alex, do you remember like when you first got into lifting and, you know, gym stuff, do you remember feeling like super self-conscious and like feeling like, oh my God, like everybody's looking at me, everybody's judging me. Do you like resonate with any of that? Like, did you personally?
And not to my knowledge, because I didn't really get that as much as just when I walked in the CrossFit gym the first time and I saw like everybody just throwing up just massive weights and these big shredded dudes and jack dudes, I did feel very inadequate.
Yeah. Or like almost like out of place.
Out of place, for sure. I go back. I did feel when I first started doing CrossFit like super, super out of place. I think the main thing is that like I just had to get over that, right? Yeah. I had goals and yeah, it was intimidating at first, but thankfully I also had good support from like the coaches to encourage me to come and, you know, be part of the gym. So that helped a lot.
Totally. Well, and I think it's like, I love regularly sharing this video and our good friend, Natalie Higby, we were deadlifting with a trap bar and it was like 6 p.m. at Gold's, like packed wall to wall. And so we go to like, you know, put away all our equipment and the 45-pound bumper on one side gets stuck. And so funnily enough, it was like I had been filming us lifting so we could like check our form, you know, after we were done. And I never like turned my phone off. And so on video, I actually captured us realizing like, oh shit, this blade is stuck on the barbell. And I mean, this was like literally like 3 minutes of documented struggle of like, I'm holding the bar, she's tugging on it. At one point, we like have the trap bar like holding up vertically and like, Natalie's tall. She's like 5'10", 5'11". And it's like, she literally like takes a running leap, you know, jumps on this bumper plate and it still didn't move. And so for 3 minutes, it's like at some point it finally just like, you know, popped off. But you see everybody in the background just literally going about their day. Like ain't nobody watching. Nobody was like laughing at us. And so it's like, I think that would be the biggest thing I would just pass on is it's like, even if you're feeling self-conscious, just remember that everybody in the gym is also equally probably feeling that way. And they're, you know, it's like they might be in their head. Yes, there absolutely are people that are, you know, D-bags out in the gym and, you know, making fun of people that, you know, are new to lifting and don't know what they're doing. But that really is like the 1%. It's like, if you see somebody that's always like busting their ass and just working hard, like I love just like going up to people, you know, here and there and be like, hey, dude, like you're always here, you're working hard. And just want to say like, it's super inspirational to see and like, keep going. Like I see you and you're crushing it, you know. People probably aren't paying attention to you as much as you think they are. Yeah. And even if they are, like I said, you know, tell them to go kick rocks. Like it's, you know, we're all at the gym for self-betterment. And if that is their game of like, they're there to tear other people down, go kick rocks.
Well, I would also say too, this is, because I've had clients tell me this, and we work through this a lot too. You belong at the gym, just like everybody else. And I've had clients that they feel self-conscious and they go train in the like the grandma section or off to the side or whatever, like because they don't want to go into the main area to train with everybody else. I'm like, go in there and take up space and own it. You belong there. You're trying to improve yourself and get better. Go in there.
Well, and even if, you know, it's like show up scared, man. Like even if you're afraid to be there, I would also mutually say like double down because you never know who it might inspire to go do the same thing. And so it's like, mm-hmm. it's the same reason why it's like, even if the gym is busy, I do try to make sure, hey, you know, if I'm in the dumbbell section with a bunch of dudes, and you better believe I'm in there and just being there, because again, it's like, you never know who you might inspire to go doing the same. So everybody, for the most part, is going to respect you being there, and we're all there for the same reason. Yeah. Self-betterment, man. You need reasons to work out and go to the gym. You need reasons that aren't just from a place of like trying to shrink yourself and trying to change your body or trying to look a certain way. It's like, that can't be the only reason why you train. Like, if you literally are only going to the gym with, you know, expectations and, hey, because I'm coming to the gym, I'm going to ... like,
that is a fat ass
with a pH. You know, that is, though. It's like, it's like watching paint dry, or, you know, watching a pot of water boil. If it's like you're expecting, because I did this thing, now yeah. I get, like, that ain't how it works. Yeah. Like, yes, over a lot of time and over a lot of consistency, but it is just back to that whole, like, you have to fall in love with the process. You got to work out in a way that you do enjoy and that you like doing. But, you know, it's like the other reasons and the other things that come with time in the gym is, you know, you increase your confidence. You're able to keep up with, you know, your kids and family, you know, to learn and master something new, to do something you suck at and mm-hmm. get better at it. You know, it's like, it is 100% okay to have goals, and we're all just trying to look good. But you got to have a little more than that.
We need to set some goals if we're starting new to working out.
Totally. And so I think it's like getting clear on what your goals are and then having a plan, and having a good plan at that, to actually get you there. And so, you know, if you're like, hey, I really want to run a 5K, or hey, I want to run, you know, a half marathon, it's like, well, sure, you could go to, you know, F45 classes, and you could go, you know, do XYZ, and it'll get you there. But, you know, you're trying to get from A to B the fastest. And so same thing, you know, if we're talking about strength training and lifting, and whether that's Olympic lifting, powerlifting, or just bodybuilding, you know, it's like, you need a plan that lines up with where you're trying to go.
Yeah, can't be just doing random shit.
Correct. Well, I mean, it's the age old like quote we're always saying of like, random training equals random and unpredictable results. And it right. doesn't have to be that way. Like, that's the biggest thing, is it's like, you don't have to be spinning your wheels on the sand. Like, if you knew that there are plans that you could follow that are going to quickly get you from A to B, like, why wouldn't you want that, right? So it just goes back to, what are you trying to do and what are you trying to accomplish? When we're talking plans and we're talking program, it's like, as fun as it is to do a different workout every single day, it's like, that's not what really pays the bills. Like, fun is only going to get you so far. It's like, you want a program that is going to have progression. It's going to get more difficult, or it's going to increase in time. It's going to increase in reps. It's going to increase in weight. You want to be able to actually track your progress and forcefully and intentionally be up in the ante every single week.
Evidence-based. Yeah. Like, not just doing the air humping. That's like air humping exercises that are so popular on TikTok these days.
Well, I feel like it's so wild, right? Because it's like, I'm not on TikTok, but I follow like a handful of people that like, everybody out on this platform just be like, oh yeah, do this movement to snatch your waist to XYZ. And you're just like, this is not the sauce. Like, actually, like, it's, again, the basics ain't sexy, but like your squats, your deadlifts, your bench press, and not this Bosu ball stability.
All these exercises look like they're just training to ride eggplant. I swear to God.
Well, it's even like, I see a lot of weird, like Mark Carroll posts quite a few of just like, it'll be like body weight calisthenic stuff. And it'll be like, oh yeah, this is how you XYZ. And you're like, I mean, yeah, like body weight stuff is great, but you need all of it. Like, we need more to it. So, you know, it's like when you're looking at buying workout programs, you're looking at subscribing to this thing, you know, it's like, what are the credentials and experience this person that created the program? Like, where are they coming from? Again, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, if you're buying something because, oh, I love this person and they're really smoking hot and they look
maybe
how
they
want to look.
Maybe they Photoshop their shit too. You never know. Be very aware of
the social media, and it is smoke. It is not all the time what you think it is. A lot of people Photoshop their stuff and
posting old videos, old pictures.
Don't compare yourself to somebody you're seeing online, because a lot of that stuff is not real.
I can't imagine having kids in general that are having to grow up with all these people that are, you know, just like, it's the difference between like, yo, I'm going to throw on an Instagram filter so I look a little less haggard and sleepy over here, versus like the filters that change in your face, smoothing your pores, like doing all this stuff. Yeah. So you look like a different person.
With goals and things like that, like in training, you know, more doesn't always equal better. Try to figure out what you can do consistently over time. And that's the most important thing. Like if you can train once a week to start, meet yourself where you're at, train once a week, right? You don't feel like you have to just bust it as soon as you get started. I know the motivation is high to do that, but you got to do what you can continue. The only reason why any of us are here where we're at is because we found a way to make it a lifestyle.
The more doesn't equal better thing is so hard, because like I said, I lived that for so long, but it's just like, I was always following a plan, mm-hmm. and I thought I was following good plans, but you know, now in retrospect, I'm like, nobody could recover from that amount of volume, that right. amount of training. And if you're trying to go the competitive CrossFit route, or you know, compete at a high level for something, like there's no getting around having to put in a lot of work, a lot of time. Mm-hmm. But for most people, I think it gets caught in this trap of like, if you're following good programming that does keep in mind recovery and it's actually monitoring your volume and what does science actually support and say, you're going to get a more effective ROI on your time. And so it's okay if you love training. Like, again, you're in common company of like, Alex and I love being in the gym. We love doing the most, but you don't have to do the most to get the most. Yeah. And if you're having to do that much stuff to get whatever it is you're trying to get, my question would be, are you actually getting, you know, where you're trying to go? But B, is that actually a good program then, if it requires that much, you know, volume and training and all that stuff? There is a sweet spot. And again, it's just, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and that's okay too. But definitely it's like, man, I see it all the time. Like people reach out on the Paragon Instagram, they'll be like, hey, so I'm doing this program 5 days a week, and then I'm also running 3 days a week. And you're just like, can we show you the land of like, you can do less? And,
yeah.
and then you can go spend that time also like doing other hobbies or, you know, stuff, right? But it's so hard, because mutually, I remember being in that space and it was like, well, that was all I had ever known. So that seems super sus, you know, super sketch to say, oh yeah, you can look better and do less. But do some homework, do some legwork about the program or the plan that you're going to follow. Because it's not enough to just be like, oh, well, but I love following this person online. It's like, well, yeah, but like there's got to be more.
On the flip side of that, I would say, you know, if you don't have the space or the resources to do, you know, the workout, don't get super caught up with like getting everything perfect, or if you have to modify or have to cut some things back, it's okay to do that. Like, life is always going to get in the way. We got to learn to work around it. We got to learn to be flexible. And so, like, you know, a lot of people, they're always like, oh, like I didn't do all the workouts, so what's the point? Bro, you did some of it, right? It's okay. Like, sometimes we're just going to have to accept that. And something is always going to be better than nothing. That's always what I tell everybody.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's just being flexible. Like, life is going to be lifey. So, you know, can you throw on your shoes? Could you go for a 20-minute run? Could you hit a 10 or 15-minute bodyweight workout? You know, if it's a consistent thing that's continuing to happen, you know, could you buy a few dumbbells for around the house so that you do have some equipment to work for? I remember being caught up in that space of like, oh, well, I have to follow it. If it's not this way, then I don't get the thing. And the reality that, you know, fast forward now, I understand it's like, your body doesn't know what was programmed. Your body doesn't know what was on the agenda. Your body only knows the stimulus it receives. And so that's a you problem. Like, that is upstairs, literally self-sabotaging yourself, because it is. It doesn't, you know, like Alex said, something is better than nothing.
Should we get into some like gym tips specifically?
Like not chasing soreness. Yeah. I used to live this, but it's like if I wasn't super sore, if I wasn't, you know, struggling to sit down on the toilet when I go to the bathroom, if I wasn't hobbling around, all of those, it's like, that means you did a hard workout, but that doesn't mean you necessarily did an effective workout. And especially, we've talked about this a ton on previous podcasts with Brian Borstein, but you're chasing soreness or chasing, you know, that feeling after your workouts, a lot of times that's actually a slippery slope of like, if you dialed back the intensity and you took it a little more different approach to it, you're trying too hard to achieve the thing that, you know, it's like the outcome you're trying to achieve. So it's like, you know, it's like you shouldn't be coasting through workouts. You should be trying hard. But, you know, there is a difference between like just burning it down to the floor and emptying the tank and redlining versus, okay, you know, I came in, I worked hard. That was definitely hard lifts or hard workouts or whatever. But mutually, I'm not completely demolished. Right. You know, I still feel like, you know, if we're talking on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, cool, I trained, I got in some quality training at, you know, a 7 or 8 or an 8.5. I'm not operating at a 9, a 9.5, you know, a freaking 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's just about recovering. And then, you know, I would say also, people tend to overemphasize their calorie burn on their wearables. And we did a whole episode on wearables. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence to back that those things aren't even accurate when it comes to calorie expenditure. So F your wearable when it comes to calorie burn.
F you calorie burn. Just kind of practical tips for, again, it's like when you start a new program, it does feel so overwhelming. So it's like, if you don't know how to perform a movement or lift, YouTube is such a valuable thing. And it's the same reason why we've invested so much money over the years to film really high quality, you know, lift and movement demo videos to put in our Paragon app to, you know, to go with our workouts. And if you're ever like stuck on a machine or something, oftentimes they do have pictures, or even like sometimes if it's a new machine, like I'll watch people.
Yeah, or it's like ask somebody.
Watch them do it. Hope they're doing it right. Yeah. But you know, just keep in mind that, especially if you're talking about like hack squat machines or like pendulum squats, like sometimes machines just aren't going to be a good fit for your anatomy. Like your torso might be too short, you don't have long enough legs, whatever it is. Because same thing, I know like my friend Chris and I, we tried them. We're like, bro, like we want to do hack squats. Like we never do them in the programming. And so we always like choose a different option. Just like it ain't built for 5'3" people, you know? And so just keep that in mind. It's like, you know, look at the pictures, watch people, but sometimes the machines just suck. I've also seen like, especially at Gold's Gym, I forget what the machine was, but it was like not, it didn't allow you to get into the proper full range of motion. So you're just like, cool, right? So just kind of keep that in mind.
Along with that point, you know, if we're talking about doing any kind of movement, like we want to ensure like we're doing the full range of motion and prioritizing movement quality. And, you know, a lot of times we want to, especially if you're a beginner, it's like, oh, you're making a lot of progress. You can like lift heavier weights and things like that. But keep in mind that you got to earn that right to go heavier. So if your movement is not good and it sucks, like you're just going to end up getting hurt. And then that puts a damper on all of your progress, right? So we want to prioritize making sure that we are moving well and not going super, super heavy beyond our means to do so.
Well, and also too, it's like, if all you're doing is like lifting for the ego, and yes, the goal is to progress in lifts. Yes, the goal is to add more and more weight and, you know, see what you're made of and,
for sure,
and stuff like that. But equal parts, it's like, if you're moving kind of poopy, well, you start to miss the intended stimulus of the movements too. So it's like, you know, if you're doing something and you're not moving the right way, and then maybe, you know, it's like you start recruiting more quads when it's really supposed to be more of a hamstring movement or stuff like that. You know, it's like at some point, you know, let's say you never do get injured, but it's like at some point, you're probably going to plateau out on that lift. And at some point, you're going to have to strip back your ego, you know, drop the weight and learn how to actually do that movement properly. So, you know, it's like, I would suggest for sure, it's like if you can hire somebody also, if you're like, hey, I'm brand new to lifting, hire somebody and work with somebody so that you can do, you know, one-on-one, even if it's for a few months or whatever, but like learning to properly, snatch, clean and jerk, squat, deadlift, whatever it is, because...
Or even just do a bicep curl. I mean, you know, you got folks in here using their whole body to do the bicep curl sometimes. And then I'm like, well, yeah, you can do that. But, you know, maybe working with a personal trainer for a little bit of time may help.
And I think this is, it's so funny to me to like look back at old videos from Paragon from like 2018, 19, 20, 20, because everything I did was so fast. Like even in the movement demo, I'm like, why am I moving so fast? But a lot of people don't realize that it's like the more time you have under tension, you know, the more we're working those muscles. And so it's like, if you're doing, you know, let's say you're on the cable machine and you're doing a wide grip pull down and you have two instances where it's, you know, hey, I'm taking 3 seconds to pull that sucker all the way down to my chest and then, you know, return it to the top over the course of, you know, 10 reps, 12 reps, 15 reps. Well, then you might be netting a couple minutes in working time. And then reversely, if you're like, yo, I completed all 10 reps in 30 seconds, bah, 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 bah. They are different stimuluses, but also, you know, it's like, for the most part, we're probably trying to build a lot of that strict strength when we're doing stuff, not like the, hey, I'm going to lean really far back on the cable machine and move really fast, and then I'm just using momentum. And it's like, again, it's like, ooh, we might get a little more out of this if we, you know, peel back the weight, told our ego, you know, get out of here. So really just, you know, taking pride in how you move pays massive dividends and spending that time to master your mobility to get in those proper, you know, positions. And also, again, you know, it's just like regularly be learning, regularly be watching videos because you never know, you know, the cue that might change the game for you or, you know, again, it's like, I don't think anybody's out there being like, oh, hell yeah, I'm doing this wrong. You know, it's like, you just don't know what you don't know.
This is why getting a coach or a trainer definitely does help with that.
I would say lastly, yeah, we did a full episode kind of on our favorite workout gear, gym accessories, but you know, you don't need any of the fancy stuff. You know, it's like at the end of the day, you can show up to the gym, choose violence and lift the weights. But if you're new to lifting, like the big three that I would suggest is like having a good pair of flat shoes to lift in, having some sort of like lifting straps or, you know, definitely if you're in a CrossFit gym, you need gymnastics grips or something to keep your hands from getting ratchet. And then I would say, you know, probably a lifting belt would be my big three.
Yeah. And I mean, don't feel like you need to get all this stuff like day one or anything like that. But, you know, when you start to get more comfortable with the weights and start moving up, they can definitely help you lift more. And we did a whole episode on this too, by the way. So go back and listen to that.
This is actually one we didn't cover on the show, but I would say monitor who it is you're looking up to. Like, especially if we're talking social media and stuff, because for me, it was like, especially in CrossFit, I was always looking up to all of these like games athletes and regional athletes and getting a lot of like not so great osmosis advice of, you know, they would be posting about their nutrition and, you know, a lot of these people weren't eating enough food.
Eating 1500 calories, training 10 times a day.
Yeah, like doing the most and just all this stuff. Or even like I was buying and spending money on all of the smoke and mirrors because it'd be like, oh, well, my favorite athlete uses a supplement, so I need to take it because I need... And now in retrospect, I'm like, wish I would have had a better filter on like being able to pick out like what's worth listening to, but also like what's, you know, what's the most important. So I would say watching out who you're looking up to and whose, you know, suggestions and advice you're consuming. But then I think the other biggie is I just wish that somebody had educated me more to get really invested in learning and understanding how much to eat, how to train, falling in love with the process. And I fell in love with doing the work, but I wasn't doing the really important work that would actually have supported that journey. And so I just wish that I would have had more role models and more informational sources that could be trusted on how much to eat, you know, taking rest days, eating enough food, eating more carbs, rather than, you know, kind of all the noise and BS. So I would say that, and then just, you know, shit takes time and it ain't sexy. And people told me that for sure. But even hearing it was like, yeah, but I'm working so hard, I'm doing all these things, and I'm not seeing XYZ. And, you know, it's like, now fast forward, I'm the person that's like, hey, shit takes time, and you just gotta surrender to that.
Action without expectation, for sure. You know, just showing up because, yeah, I mean, we obviously want the result, but if we are just chasing that, then we are going to quit. And it's just got to become a lifestyle. The more that you can embrace that and lean into that, this stuff's going to take time, and it's just going to be something that you fall in love with the process and who you become during this process.
Because you got to be the person you want to be long before you end up being that person.
And then that's really what keeps it going. I look back and like, man, I've been training since 2010 and I didn't think I would be still training this long, but I am. And it's because I just became this person that this is just what I do.
I think the other one that just came to mind, and this is actually a really important one, I wish we had thrown in the pot, but celebrating your journey and where you're at regularly, and then also trying to not let yourself get caught up in everybody else's stuff, or like putting yourself down based off of everybody else. And again, that's human nature. There's no getting around paying attention to everybody else. But it's why every strength cycle I make some sort of post talking about like, hey man, when you're posting your PR, stop talking about, oh, well, but before I had kids or before surgery, I used to be able to dot, 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 or hey, it's not much compared to everybody else, or it's not much compared to others, but I'm really stoked. You know, it's like, dude, you gotta be your own number one hype person. And, you know, it's like, once you hit the point of Alex and I, where it's like, yo, we've been lifting over a decade, it's like, PRs and progress is so much harder to come by. And, and it takes so much grind to even gain, you know, 2.5 pounds, 5 pounds on a lift. And that is definitely one thing. It was like, I didn't celebrate enough along the way and like make a big fucking deal about stuff. And so it's like, you got to toot your own horn. You got to have people you can share it with too. So again, back to like, do you have that community? Do you have a significant other that even if they don't lift, they're like, fuck yeah. So, you know, it's like, you got to be proud for you, but it does help to, you know, be able to share that with people too. So that would be the other kind of end note I would throw.
That's a great note to end it on.
Well, with that, guys,
until next time.
Yo, if you enjoyed today's podcast, we'd really love if you'd share this episode, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review. Also, be sure to follow us on social media. You can find LCK on Instagram at Lori Christine King and LoriChristineKing.com. And also follow me at Alex Q Macklin on Instagram and AlexMacklin.com. You can also check out Paragon Training Methods for fun and effective workout programs to help you build muscle, enhance your physique, and look and feel great in just 30 to 60 minutes a day. We have 9 different evidence-based workout programs, and you'll have the freedom to work out when you want, where you want, and how you want. Whether you're working out from home or at a gym, there's fun and effective options for all goals, all skill levels, and time constraints. As a member of Paragon, you'll have the access to our amazing training app, online fitness community, and tons of free nutrition and fitness resources. LCK, Brian, and the Paragon coaches will be there every step of the way to help answer your questions, correct your lifting form, and help you work sustainably towards your goals.